She swings a big black book bag onto her shoulder. A regular Hercules, this teacher is. And she smiles at me. I gotta run, Harry. Have a good week. She turns and walks away, and something on her book bag catches my eye. A big shiny pin that spells out her name all fancy schmancy in rhinestones, Barbara. And under that, right away, I see sewn onto her book bag an upside-down pink triangle. I stop in my tracks, stunned. No, it can't be, I says to myself. Maybe it's just a design? Maybe she don't know from this? My heart is beating fast now. I know I should go home, take myself a pill. My pressure, I can feel it going up. But I just stand there, and then I get mad. What, she thinks maybe I'm blind as well as old? I can't see what's right in front of my face? Or maybe we don't remember such things? What right does she have to walk in here with that thing on her bag to remind us of what we've been through? Ain't we seen enough? Stories she wants. She wants we should cut our hearts open and give her stories so she can write a book. Well, all right. Now I'll tell her a story. This is what I never told no one. One day, maybe 7, 8 years ago, no, maybe long, I think Harvey was still alive. One day, Izzy comes knocking on my door. I open the door, and there's Izzy standing there, his face white as a sheet. I bring him inside. I make him a coffee. Izzy, what is it? I says to him. Something happened to the children? To the grandchildren? God forbid. He sits down. He don't drink his coffee. He looks through me like I ain't even there. Then he says, Harry, I'm walking down the street. You know, I had a little lunch at the center, and then I come outside. I see a young man, maybe 25, a good-looking fellow, walking toward me. He's wearing black pants, a white shirt, and on his shirt, he's got a pink triangle. So, I says, a pink triangle, a purple triangle. They were all kinds of crazy things these days. Heschel, he says, don't you understand? The gays are wearing pink triangles just like the war, just like in the camps. No, this I can't believe. Why would they do such a thing? But if Izzy says it, it must be true. Who would make up such a thing?